With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a reversal, President Biden signing a pardon for his son.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A bus crashed near a ski resort in southern France, killing at least two people, injuring 33 others. Seven people are in critical condition. Coast Guard searching for five people on a fishing boat that capsized in rough weather southwest of Juneau, Alaska. The crew of the vessel had sent a mayday saying they were going down. Also at SRNnews.com. This week, we will find out just how the job market performed last month with the release of a couple of closely watched employment reports.
The first of the two reports is due at midweek. Payroll processor ADP's November update will be released Wednesday. On Friday, it's the Labor Department's jobs report. The October report was surprisingly weak, with employers growing their payrolls by only 12,000 jobs. The October unemployment rate was 4.1%. Among other economic updates due this week, reports on construction spending, auto sales, factory orders, and consumer sentiment. The Fed's Beige Book is due on Wednesday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Canada's ambassador to the U.S. says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in getting Donald Trump and key cabinet nominees to understand that lumping Canada in with Mexico over drugs and migrants is unfair. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags one last time.
The popular evangelist will hold his final Overseas Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam, on December 3rd and 4th. Graham is teaming up with more than 200 Christian churches in the Mekong Delta to put on the two-day event at Can Tho Stadium. Graham says God loves the people of Vietnam. I look forward to sharing this message of hope, and I'm especially thankful to the leaders of this country for welcoming me back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Warnings popping up on social media urging women who might be considering a divorce to pull the trigger ever since President Trump won the election. In fact, the twice-divorced president has never said anything about changing the country's divorce laws. And despite the panic, there is no national coordinated effort underway to make changes in divorce law. This is SRN News. British lawmakers have given initial approval to a bill that would terminally kill adults in England and Wales.
The bill itself says to allow adults aged 18 and over who have mental capacity, are terminally ill, and are in the final 6 months of their life, they must make two separate declarations which have to be witnessed and signed about their wish to die, and two independent doctors have to be satisfied that the person is eligible. And finally, a High Court judge has got to hear from at least one of the doctors and can also question the dying person or anyone else who they consider to be appropriate.
Quite a place for a new Starbucks. You can drink coffee and view a quiet North Korean mountain village from a Starbucks while sitting in a South Korean border observatory. Customers, all they have to do is pass a checkpoint before entering the Starbucks. More details at SRNnews.com.